In a world filled with sniveling snowflakes, where timeouts and safe places are abundant, where there's 37 genders to scroll through on a job application. Not that they have jobs. We're proud to be your salvation and your beacon to unabashed, in-your-face talk. This is Stars, Bars, and Cigars. The no-holds-barred conservative talk show hosted by battle-tested vets. Lock and load and get ready for an explosive journey through breaking news, the rich tapestry of constitutional history, and the pulse-pounding realities of Army and Navy life. Oh, and yeah, cigars. Stars, Bars, and Cigars. And now your hosts, Jimmy the Bull and Tig Tigger.
Hey, Patriots and Snowflakes. Tig, how are ya?
Doing well, Bull.
Yeah.
How are you doing?
I'm doing good. So, right. Tonight we're going to talk a little bit about the anniversary of the Branch Davidians and the big fuck up. So, but first, let's get into our cigars. What are you smoking, Tig?
Well, this is a Rocky Patel Vintage 2006 San Andreas, and it's a Toro.
Toro. What you smoking? That looks like a really tasty cigar.
Oh, wow. Well, Rocky Patel puts out some pretty good cigars, and this one being one of them. And so what do you got there in your hand there? I see you're trying to show on the screen.
Yeah, here. Okay. This one here is a aging room.
Oh, yeah. Those are top notch.
Nicaraguan. It's a box press cigar. I don't know if you can see it. It's kind of got a flat top and a flat bottom. This one here is, I think, a 6x60 or something like that. So it's got a little girth to it. And she's smells good and seems to smoke all right.
I get a buzz on those things. Pretty strong. Good top.
Yeah, I won't kid you. This is a strong cigar. I can taste it.
They're rated in the 90s. They're rated in the 90s and rated high in Cigar Aficionado magazine.
Yeah.
I get a buzz. The worst effect I ever had from smoking one of those is when I was outside in the hot sun smoking one of those. I came inside and I was just like fucking buzzed.
Yeah. Sweet. I got this over at a tobacco outlet, and I was talking to the lady over there and told her about our program. So she said she's going to start listening now. So that was pretty cool.
All right. Which lady is that? Same old?
Yeah. She's pretty cool. She's an older gal. She's pretty nice. But I told her, I'm like, well, if you're into conservative talk, you'll like our program. But if you're a lib, you ain't going to like our program.
No, not at all. If you're a leftist, you ain't going to like it at all.
Yeah, but I'm in the middle. She says, and I like what, both parties have to say. But she goes,
I don't like what either party has to say or do.
I know, that's what I said to her. I'm like, well, we really don't like either party, to be honest with you, because they're one and the fucking same. But but she's like, I told her we got like 35 episodes, and she's like, no shit. She's like, really? I'm like, yeah. She goes, well, I got some listening to do. Because I told her we did a little, part on cigars and such, and we'll talk about it, close to we do it in the beginning and then we shoot it in the end and do a little bit, just to see how those smoked. And she's like, cool. She goes, I'll definitely listen. I'm like, cool. Sounds good.
Yep. And in the middle of our segment, you'll bring up how my smoke is and so on.
Yeah.
So I'll tell you what.
Just a little tip, Tig, when you smoke these and if you ever get kind of that woozy feeling, just take like a little piece of, candy and just chew on it and I'll take that away because usually it's just
what I do. I just eat something. Yeah. Sometimes I'll just chew some gum, get some sugar.
That's perfect. Just a little sugar and you're good to go.
They're supposed to give you a buzz. Some of them heavy cigars do that. you know, if it's a warm day and I'm out there smoking a cigar like an aging room, usually I have some alcohol I'm drinking too. So I'm fucking, yeah. Yeah. You know.
Fuck yeah.
So yeah. Which one's buzzing me more? I don't know.
Right. Yeah. So, did you enjoy our last podcast there with Trey, man? He was a pretty cool dude, man.
Gotta
kick out of that guy, man.
Well, you know, and I previously had met him and talked with him.
Yeah, I got your picture on the thumbnail if you got a chance to get over that. And
I mean, it's good the fact that we don't really agree 100% on certain things. We do on the Second Amendment.
Right.
But we do on other things regarding Constitution, law enforcement. Yeah, we're not totally on an agreement with that. Right. But then he comes from a different culture type of different society.
His background's a bit different.
But yeah. The message, the overall message about how black and white, and you need to now more than ever unite because we have a common enemy. Black and white is not the enemy. What our enemy is the powers that be and all these illegals that are flooding our country. That's our enemy.
Right.
The government is our enemy right now. This government. So it shouldn't even be about black and white. And that's why they keep dividing black and white with this racism narrative, because they know if black and white unites in this country, we are going to be a hell of a force.
So, absolutely.
And that's kind of what I liked about having him on, because he's a big Second Amendment guy too. And the fact is we could take that message about the pro Second Amendment and then also say, hey, and by the way, the powers that be, the illegals, that whole, all the crap that's going on today, that's the real enemy. So black and white, you need to put aside this stupid thing about skin color. Right. And get together and unite, put aside the differences, the cultural differences, you know, and say, hey, we have a common enemy. See, right. DC doesn't give a shit.
It's not each other.
The powers that be, the deep state, the globalists, DC, they don't give a shit about us, the people, they don't give a shit about the whites. They don't give a shit about the blacks. They don't give a shit about any of us.
Fuck no.
They're our enemy.
All they give a shit about is your fucking vote, and that's it. And then and then you're fucking dirt in their eyes the rest of the time. Like, look at where all the money's going. It's surely not going around to any of us.
And they are the big enemy. Them and all these illegal terrorists and criminals that are coming over here. So, you know, it's about high time. This should unite America. The enemy in DC, the deep state, the globalists, the illegals should unite America. We need to put aside our black and white differences and say, hey, we got a common enemy. Let's get to it, you know?
Right.
So, yeah. So that was that. That's what I really enjoyed about having him on, too, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, it was kind of a interesting take on stuff. So, but yeah, I really enjoyed the podcast. It was good company. And we'll definitely have to run down to Cedar Rapids, down to the range. You know, that'd be kind of cool. I'd really enjoy that as well, you know.
Yeah, if I can get down there.
Yeah. We'll have to try to make that happen. Yeah. All right. So, moving the show into our program here and the government overreach on the Branch Davidians, what's the anniversary? That's today, actually, right? The 18th.
Man, I tell you, I've been 19th. They finished off. It started in February of 9. Started in February of 93, and then it ended in April 19th of 93. It was a very sad thing, and the media and the narrative was so just, you know, it was so rotten. I mean, yeah, there's some truths, and I'm going to get into that, but what the government did should be a lesson for everybody about how we cannot trust these tyrants and how brutal and disgusting that the FBI and the ATF is and can be, especially ATF. What a bunch of thugs. And what the government did was the most horrifying thing. And you see, the thing is, and this has pissed me off for 31 freaking years. I followed it from day one. I was following it on the news back when it was happening. And I was like, it didn't pass the smell test with me. Because here's the thing. This is what the media is saying. Okay. And I don't defend David Koresh, the leader of the Branch Davidians, and some of the things he did. Yeah, he was a little on the wacky side, and that's to be maybe a little, that might be even an understatement. I mean, he was what they would call a religious fanatic, but he believed what he believed. And yes, he did have a 14-year-old wife. But before everybody comes off and says, oh, that's bullshit. Okay. Yes, it is. Yes, it is pedophilia. And yes, pedophilia should die. And well, David Koresh got his. Well, he committed suicide, basically. But, you know, that wasn't what they were after him for, though. Because in Texas law said that with parental consent, a 14-year-old could get married. So. Right. What they wanted him on, what they said they wanted him on, was on a gun violation, federal gun violation. Okay. Well, here's the thing. First of all, the gun violation to me was a big violation of the Second Amendment anyway. And all gun laws are a violation of the Second Amendment. And ATF is a big violation of the Constitution, let alone the Second Amendment. But I'm saying, here's the thing. If they wanted him so badly, if they just wanted him, he was outside the compound many a times. They could have said, you need to come downtown with us, or we are detaining you. We are placing you under arrest. And they didn't. What instead they did was they wanted to put on their intimidation game. They wanted to play their little fucking games. And the reason why they did that was they were living off the grid in a compound, in a community. And right. The government hates that because government, they don't like it when they can't control you. And when you're living off the grid, that means you don't need the corporations to power your, you know, to give you power or to give you food. You don't need the government. You don't have to answer to them. You're living off the grid. You're living on your own. They hate that. They absolutely hate that. We learned that from Ruby Ridge. So that was the main thing. Meanwhile, the media and the government sitting there saying, oh, they're a wacky cult. They're a bunch of whack jobs. Okay. Well, regardless if they were a cult or not, they were living off the grid. They were in their own commune. They weren't hurting anybody. They weren't really breaking any laws. Even if there was a gun law, a firearms law, that's still Second Amendment violation. No, they just didn't like the fact that they were living independent of the government and the government couldn't control them. Now, Branch Davidian is a religion that's based kind of, it's a chain off of the Seventh-day Adventists. And I'm actually a born-again, baptized Seventh-day Adventist, so I kind of understand a little bit about what they do, what they were doing. And that. Right. And even though I don't practice a lot of the Seventh-day Adventist stuff because some of that stuff I disagree with too. Some of the religion I disagree with, except for the fact I do agree that we still have a Sabbath day, and that Sabbath day, the seventh day of the week, is a Saturday, and we should, if we're going to practice our worship, it should be on the Saturday, and it's from sundown Friday to sundown Saturday is a Sabbath day. Other than that, there's a lot of differences I have with the seventh day. They're very Bible-based. The Branch Davidians were very Bible-based. They believed that they were living in the very end of the Revelations, the apocalyptic times. And they believed that the government was part of the Antichrist movement and they were the enemy and stuff. They're half right there, but you know. So anyway, what happened was the ATF, they started, they were trespassing, first of all. Here's what I have against this recent FISA warrantless searches bullshit, too, because basically they raided the compound, Okay. Now they claim that the Branch Davidians shot first. And there's some sources that say the Branch Davidians shot out of self-defense because the ATF shot one of their dogs while on their property. And that triggered something. Because, you know, I don't care. First of all, why are you shooting a dog, ATF, you bunch of undisciplined punks? And second of all, if they did shoot the dog, that's going to trigger gunfire. That's self-defense, okay? If somebody's on your property and all of a sudden you hear shots fired, what are you going to do when you see a bunch of thugs coming on your property in armor halfway and a bunch of weapons? Well,
you know, just so you know, down in Texas, you know, if they got a little purple, I believe it's purple colored fence posts, and you're on that property, they have the legal right to shoot you fucking dead.
Yeah. Well, castle law, castle doctrine.
Right. So, you know, down in Texas, it's a little different than anywhere else, you know, because they do have the right to shoot your fucking ass if you're on their property. So, and, you know, and that brings me to another point. I'm just going to digress a little bit. But, you know, the illegal invaders, you know, that are trespassing on these people's property, they need to fucking start, you know, just
shoot them.
Mow them down.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Here's the thing, too. A good constitutional sheriff. And now the government's trying to demonize constitutional sheriffs, by the way, trying to say that they're radical and they're bad. And all that. Of course, you know, of course, because that's what the government does. They're a bunch of lying, deceiving, corrupt thugs. Anyway, the constitutional sheriff of Waco, Texas at that time should have kicked the feds out because he had every right. Yep. He could have told the FBI to kick rocks, get the fuck out of here. Yeah, he could have, but he didn't. So I don't know.
Orders were probably handed down by the president at the time. You know, I think that's
doesn't matter if you're a constitutional sheriff, you can tell the fucking FBI to get the fuck out, and they have to. A sheriff has the right in his county to say, nope, get the fuck out, you know, and they have to. I think maybe the sheriff at the time, I don't think he cared for the Branch Davidians. I don't think he cared
probably
for
them.
So, but anyway. You know, the funny thing about it was these Branch Davidians, they had automatic weapons. They weren't trained. They weren't military. They weren't a militia or anything. They were actually, they're very peaceful people. They were very biblical based Christian people. They believed in peace. They believed in defending themselves, which they did.
But David Koresh, he was a fucking Looney Tune anyways, but he was. It still didn't warrant what happened.
He was, but they weren't forced there against their will. They were there because they wanted to be there, the Branch Davidians. And they handed the ATF their ass, man. They made them fuckers retreat. And that just shows you what a bunch of fucking idiots the ATF are, too. Bunch of trigger-happy thugs. Anyway, so long story short, you know, they used the military. The FBI came in and with the ATF, and they were given tanks, and they were given authorization to pump CS gas into the compound. Okay. Now, you and I know the effects of CS gas. It is the nastiest shit in the world. Okay. At the time, CS gas had been banned by the Geneva Convention, and they don't use it anymore, even here. And that was a big no-no. And the ATF, they knew, the FBI, and that they knew that there was children and babies in that compound. And they knew that there is no gas mask made to fit children's faces to put on them to defend against that CS gas. So they knowingly knew that. They knew that there was no power, no electricity keeping it lit, the compound. So they knew those people, the Branch Davidians, had candles to light the place, to keep light, had candles, and they knew that the CS gas was highly flammable. Okay? Duh. So they are responsible, no matter what they say, for starting the fire in the compound. They also, where the women and children went down below in the compound, they crashed a tank into the wall, and that trapped them down there. The women and the children, 25 children, combining babies and kids, not only had to suffer torture from CS gas getting pumped into that compound, but then they died of either asphyxiation or basically getting fried.
Yeah.
Okay. That was murder of 25 children, including babies and the women, the mothers. Right. That's your government. That's your federal government for you folks, your federal government right there. And nothing has changed. Their policy, like George W. Bush said, U.S. policy never changes. Thugs, bullies, murderers. And to this day, I think the federal government to this day, even though they settled some court cases with some of the survivors and all that crap, doesn't right. matter. They should have all, every member of the ATF and the FBI and the federal government should have been charged on crimes against humanity and murder, period. Right. They're still responsible.
Yeah. Citizens of the United States.
Against their own people.
Fucking assholes.
So remember that, folks, when you don't think for 1 minute that your government won't kill its own people. Don't for 1 minute place even 1% trust in the federal government, because this is what they do, folks. It killed Randy Weaver that same year and his family within about six months apart. They murdered his pregnant wife with a sniper. They killed his kid.
Just over a fucking land dispute or some bullshit.
Land dispute. Well, he was living off the grid. See, government hates it when you live off the grid. They hate it when they don't control you. See? And then they make up a stupid excuse. Oh, usually it's something to do with, oh, well, firearms. Okay, illegal firearms. I don't give a shit if he has an automatic weapon. Okay? Because you know what? Pay
a fucking tax stamp for the motherfucker and you can have it.
Well, even if you don't pay a tax stamp, okay? That law that says you can't have an automatic firearm, any gun law is a Second Amendment's violation. I don't care what anybody says. I don't care what the liberals say. I'll argue all day long and I'll win that debate every single time.
Hands down, right.
Hands down. The fact of the matter is, the government murders people and it murders its own people because they don't like people they can't control. Period.
Right. That's right.
And everybody that followed the Waco thing, I don't care if you thought they were nuts or David Koresh was nuts or they were wacko religious fanatics or a cult. Doesn't matter. What the government done was no excuse. What the government done was proof of what they are. Too,
you know, he didn't fucking tell his people, hey, you had to drink this fucking Kool-Aid.
No. Like I said, the Branch Davidians had a chance to leave. The FBI and ATF called them out and said, anybody who wants to leave can leave.
Right.
Some of them left. Some of them, no, they wanted to be there. They weren't there against their will.
No.
They were a religious group that believed in what they believed. And then they died for believing what they believed.
Right.
Because, and they knew they didn't trust the government either. And they were smart. That's why they had weapons to defend their compound. And they knew when they seen ATF climbing the walls of that compound, and then they heard shots fired from the ATF, they knew it's go time. Because this, we can't trust these motherfuckers. No. That's the government for you.
That's right.
So people like me, we're not the tyrants. We're not the bad guys. We're not the radicals. Okay. We want peace. We want to live and keep to ourselves. We mind our own business. The Branch Davidians were minding their own business. It's the government that pushed their shit onto them, that stuck their nose in their business and that abused their power over the people. And the people are the boss. Government's supposed to represent them. The government's not supposed to be the control freak bullies that you see today.
Right. And I remember that being on the news and, you know, it was like a big standoff. They were making it look like they were like the fucking, you know, the big time, you know, cartel or some bullshit, you know, I thought, you know, I was like, you know, I'm like, for, and you know, they're saying it was all because of weapons charges. It's like, you know, and Texas has probably the best, you know, they're the loosest on, you know, gun laws. I mean, I don't,
you know, like I said, David Koresh had stepped outside that compound several times.
And they could have nabbed him.
They even talked to him. They could have, even David Koresh said, I think to the one writer, there was a writer there, a journalist. He said, hey, I'll go with them if they want me to go with them. I'll go with them. But they never detained him. They had many chances to detain him. They could have said, you got to come with us, man. We're getting you on charges here. You got to come with us. They could have done that and they didn't. See, so that's right there shows you the corruption right there.
Right. And, you know, I was just, when I was doing my little research on the Branch Davidians, there are still Branch Davidians that still exist. They're scattered in communities all over the United States. So it's kind of cool that, you know, I mean, they continued, you know, with their deal and don't give a fuck.
They believe what they believe. And, you know, right. They believe the government is an evil entity. And it is. It is. It absolutely is. Whether they're the Antichrist or not, they're not. But, I mean, they're part of it. Yeah. They're the New World Order, man. And
right.
New World Order is biblical, too. And like I said, I understand where the Branch Davidians are coming from, because they basically are in many ways similar to the Seventh-day Adventist church.
Right.
And Seventh-day Adventists are very peaceful. They keep to themselves. And if you were to ask me, do they tend to have a little bit of a cultish behavior? Oh, yeah. But I don't know. I think it's kind of cultish, too, to keep voting Democrat when you know they're wrong. I mean, it's kind of cultish to believe in something or to believe in a group, even though they're clearly out of line.
Right.
I mean,
but, you know, if you ask any dumb liberal if they believe that any of their stuff that they're voting for is wrong, they'll tell you no. they're just as fucking brainwashed as ever. So,
and if you're like you and us and we're calling out both parties, then you see that's right there. That's open-mindedness. That's thinking for yourself, not being brainwashed. Right. Branch Davidians, Seventh-day Adventists. Yeah, they're very similar in their beliefs. And, you know, I agree with some of what they're saying. They are a little, they tend to be a little cultish, and I did infiltrate at one time, another cult at one time. And it was on local news, newspaper at one time. That's another story. So I understand the whole cult thing. They're not dangerous people. They believe what they believe. We all have beliefs. We all have different philosophies and different beliefs. You know, you've got the Buddhists. They believe in one thing. The Buddhists believe that an insect is a human being reincarnated. Some people don't agree with that. Does that make them dangerous? Because they believe in something that some people might consider a radical belief. I mean, the way I see it, if you're not physically, emotionally, if you're not financially hurting anybody and you're keeping yourself and keeping your own religious beliefs, you know, then so be it. And the whole bottom line is, though, the government went after them because they were living on their own. They had zero connection with the government. The government couldn't control them. And the government's controlled by corporations. Why do you think they killed Tesla? Because he had alternative energy. And they didn't like that because they knew people wouldn't be able to be controlled. See, the corporations that buy and pay for your government, your politicians and stuff, they control a lot of the energy. And when you're not buying their energy and you're living off the grid, they don't like that much. Because one, they can't profit from you. And two, they can't control you. Right. And that's the bottom line about that whole Branch Davidian thing. That's the only reason why they went after them.
Right. Yeah. And, you know, there are some survivors from there. I think there's like a handful of them. You know, those are the ones that are carrying on the Davidians.
I think they won a civil case too. I think they got paid.
Yeah, they did. They did.
Comfortably paid, but you know, sometimes you, when you look at the principle, money can't buy certain things. And you know what they went through, that's bullshit. That was pure bullshit. Shouldn't have had to come down to that. So
yeah, and I guess the way that they were making money is they were selling weapons, so that's what you know, and they probably didn't have an FFL, so that's why the, you know, the ATF got involved.
In some states you don't need one. You can transfer, you can sell weapons in some states. But there again,
they're not
all laws against guns and firearms is a clear violation of the Second Amendment.
Correct.
Clear violation of the Second Amendment. We the people are the militia. We the people have a right to have whatever the government has. Period. It's in the Second Amendment. Yep. Period.
Yep.
So that's just the government wanting control. Control, control, control. That's all it is. They didn't get a piece of the pie. They wanted their money, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They want that tax stamp. They want to charge you for your, you know, your firearms license. So, you know, that's what it comes down to. They're a bunch of, you know, they nobody does extortion better than the U.S. government.
That's
nobody
right.
does trafficking of any kind better than the U.S. government.
Exactly. Human trafficking right now. Fucking Biden should be, his ass should be held apart for this. Yeah, that too.
Remember the movie based on during Vietnam? Mel Gibson was in that movie. It's called Air America. That was all true.
Oh, yeah.
The government trafficked so much drugs. That's why we were in Vietnam. So the military industrialized complex could make profits while America made profits off of selling drugs. Yeah. That's why they made the anti-drug laws, too, because they don't like the competition.
Right. Local competition.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and that's why the CIA was involved with the Contras, you know, because there was also a bunch of drugs down there and they were profiting off both guns and fucking drugs.
Where there's drugs, there's the United States government. And but you know they, what?
They will not admit to it. So,
and you know what? When I was doing my gig with the Navy, I got even some veterans were pissed at me, and a lot of people got pissed at me when I said, you know what? The only reason we're not over in Afghanistan because 9/11, because the government knows that Afghanistan had nothing to do with 9/11. In fact, the government's over in Afghanistan because of the stuff they have. We're guarding the opium. All right, so that they can get their hand in it. Okay. Yeah. You know, so. Yeah, you know, because, and we'll get into 9/11 later on in the anniversary date, and then I'll disclose why Afghanistan and Iraq had nothing to do with that shit either.
Yeah.
That's, yeah, September.
September.
Let's not push that though. I want summer to go slowly. Yeah, but yeah, government corruption all the way. And Waco, Texas just exposed them for the bullies they are. So it was an atrocity. It absolutely was a crime against humanity what happened. Right. And what the thing that pissed me off the most about it was the fact that you had 25 children, including babies, that had to suffer the effects of CS gas. If you're a soldier, that especially in the 80s, if you're a soldier, 60s, 70s, 80s, doesn't matter. If you had to endure breathing in CS gas ever and feel it on your skin and all that, you know exactly why that's absolutely child abuse and torture to have kids and babies endure that.
Right.
You know, not to mention they died down there.
Yeah. And, you know, they said that who started the fire? And I said, the Branch Davidians did, you know, of course they did, motherfucker. They had fucking candles to light the way, man. Come on, you fucking.
They didn't start the fire, and that fire wouldn't have happened had the government not knowingly pumped in highly flammable CS gas into the compound, knowing they had candles lit.
Right.
You know, oh, I wish I could have been at that court hearing, man. I would have just exposed their asses up and down.
Well, I'm sure they did, but, you know, the government has all the money, so they fucking, you know, they made sure that that little ditty didn't come out.
If I was in that court, if I was in that hearing, I would have said, U.S. government is responsible for murder. You're a murdering bunch of bastards. You knew what you were doing. You knew you were going to start that. You knew you were going to light that place up when you dropped in that CS gas. You knew you were going to torture children and babies. You knew everything. You knew it. If a soldier knows it, you know it.
And you know what I find interesting is a lot of the stuff that I come across, it all said FBI and it didn't say anything about ATF. And you know, the fucking ATF was there because I remember seeing their fucking their coats with the ATF on it. I saw all that shit on TV, man.
The FBI took over though. They were the orders. They gave the orders that the high echelon of the ATF gave the orders. There was one FBI agent. He was due to retire and he was telling them, no, you can't do this, man. You can't pump CS gas in there. And it's a violation of the Geneva Convention. They told him to stand down basically because he didn't have the authority to say, no, you can't do it. He was overrun by the guy that did have the authority. And you know, then that guy ended up retiring, of course. I think he might have testified too, but he was an FBI agent, one of the last of the decent FBI agents, mind you. You know, that was a Clinton era too, you know, so you know, it's always a Democrat regime that fucks everything up and abuses their power. So, you know.
All right. Do you want to go into the illegal invaders?
Yeah. What an atrocity that is. Unbelievable. Yeah. You know, said it before, man.
I saw a video where they had thousands, I'm talking thousands of these motherfuckers all lined up wanting green cards so they can go to work in New York. And you know what else that allows them? That allows them to vote.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's utter bullshit. They don't have rights.
They have no rights. Period.
They're not citizens. They're illegal. And illegals, I don't care if you have a green card or not. A green card doesn't mean you have citizenship. Therefore, you should not be allowed to vote. You should not be allowed to have any constitutional rights whatsoever. Get the fuck out. That's what I say.
You know,
kick them fuckers out of here.
Another thing I saw, Tig, was that they had fucking license plates issued to them for their scooters.
Yeah, they shouldn't be allowed that either. They don't have rights. They're illegal. Illegals shouldn't have rights. Take the fucking bus.
Right. You know, and they're using these scooters to fucking rob people. You know, they'll have like three of these fucking illegal invaders on these scooters and they fucking ride around and then they beat somebody up, take their fucking purse, take their wallet and fucking jump on these little scooters and they fucking scoot away and nobody can fucking catch them.
And if New York had a stand your ground law and didn't have such strict anti-gun laws, then people would be able to actually defend themselves. See, that's the Democrat way, folks. Bring in illegal criminals, let them do whatever the fuck they want and let them commit crimes and let them be violent and all that. Meanwhile, you take away the citizens' right to own firearms to be able to protect themselves.
Right.
Idiocy. Sheer idiocy. And they don't give a shit because that's exactly what they want. And you know,
it's not only Democrats, the fucking Republican, a lot of the Republicans.
Yeah, they're just as bad.
Yeah.
Not too many Republicans. There's a few. Not too many of them are pushing for all these extreme anti-gun laws, though.
Right.
Except for a few. And I could name a couple of them in our state.
What about one in particular? Over in Chicago, man, that were blocking the fucking roadway into the O'Hare.
Run them over.
Well, yeah, no, I mean, I don't know. I just.
If you're protesting and I have somewhere to go and you stand in front of my vehicle, I'm not going to gun it, but I'm going to keep moving forward. And if you don't get the fuck out of the way, I'll run you over. I'll just keep going forward. It might be 5 miles an hour, 10 miles an hour, but I'm going to keep my vehicle moving. And if you don't get the fuck out of the way, I guess you're just going to go down. That's all it's to it.
Know, and you know, you feared for your life. Absolutely. Yeah. You feared for your life.
When they take over your car, especially if you have a kid in the car, what the hell? Oh,
yeah, no, it'll never happen.
You know, there's okay. And by the way, there's NGOs. Down at the southern border in porta potties and public places. They're posting letters like in Spanish that are saying, oh, vote for Biden. Give him another 4 years. Vote for Biden. We need another 4 years. Are you kidding me?
We should be exposing these NGOs. I think that's going to be on our next program. We're going to start exposing the NGOs that are behind this. I do know of one that's a big one. It's Red Cross that supplies a lot of flyers and also monetary aid to these fuckers and also clothing. So walking away from the Red Cross.
Catholic Charities.
Catholic
Charities.
I'm going to do a list of them on our next weekend.
Let's start exposing all these damn NGOs. They're nothing but trash. All right. They're non-elected people and they're trying to influence politics. They want these illegals to come in here because they want the illegals to vote for the same shit that's destroying our country. That's it.
Yeah. And you know, those fucking invaders that are coming here, they're turning our country into their country.
They leave a cesspool of shit so that they can turn our country into a cesspool of shit that they left because it was a cesspool of shit.
Not only that, but they're chanting death to America.
Yeah, well, I got something for them if they ever chant that in front of my face.
Fuck yeah, come out and try it.
How about this? How about death to you?
Right.
Period. You threaten to kill us, we will kill you.
Yeah.
You threaten harm to us?
It'll be constitutional because they don't have the Constitution.
I don't like to use the K word, folks, but you know what? There is, like in our state, the Castle Doctrine, the Stand Your Ground Law. If someone threatens your life and if you actually can't get out of the situation, you think they're actually going to kill you, you have a right to do what you need to do.
Make sure you do it.
You know,
and be in your house when you do it, you know.
Nobody going to come in my house. The warning signs are all over the doors.
Yeah.
You don't want to enter my home.
Pity the poor fool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Go time.
Speaking of the illegals, our Speaker of the House, fucking No Dick Johnson, repeatedly lied on news programs, media, everything, when he said no more money to Ukraine until the border was secure. And so what's he doing? Gearing up to send another $61 billion to Ukraine. This jackass is a complete piece of shit traitor. So they're calling him a neocon. Nah, he's worse than a neocon. He's worse than a damn neocon. I mean, he's basically, the Democrats love him. Pelosi was given praise.
You know,
when Pelosi gives a person praise, you kick that fucker. They can't kick him out.
What is Trump seeing in this motherfucker?
I don't know why Trump defends him. I don't know.
Trump needs to fucking boot his, or he needs, well, we can't boot the fucker because if we do, then Jeffries will fucking take over.
Don't want Democrat Jeffries taking over as Speaker of the House because he's a radical whack job too. They're going to have to wait till November. If they want to get rid of the Speaker of the House, Johnson, they're going to have to wait and see if they get a wider majority, in Congress come November. And then
Soros is fucking funding a lot of these cocksuckers too, so.
And I'm thinking Trump might have plans for some of these Nimrods if he gets in office. So hopefully, unless he's been deceiving us all too, but wouldn't that be a travesty? I don't think that's
because they're trying so fucking hard to get rid of him. So I don't think that's the case, Dig.
But Trump, no human being's perfect. And some of the things that I don't know. I have some questions about Trump too, and so
yeah, I do too. But
you a few know, things.
He's our best choice for right now for the Republican. You know,
he's about our only choice right now. Yeah. Look at the list.
Yeah, I know.
I am glad RFK Jr. is running because he's going to take all the Democrat votes. He's going to take away Biden votes. Yeah. Even if they get rid of Biden and they put up Gavin Newsom, I think Robert Kennedy Jr. would still snatch some of those votes away.
Well, fucking, he's the Antichrist. I think fucking Gavin Newsom, he's the fucking Antichrist.
Well, he's not literally the Antichrist, but
no. But I'm just saying he's one of them, though. He's a fucking evil fucking piece of shit, man.
Filthy, rotten, communist piece of shit. A big time shit bag.
Right. So Tig, how's that cigar smoking?
It's a Rocky Patel. It's a good cigar. It's a real good cigar. It's not real heavy in flavor. It's about a medium cigar. It's a good drawing cigar, good flavor. It's
right.
What can I say?
I'll tell you what, this one here, it's kind of burning a little faster than what I kind of was hoping it would. I was kind of hoping it would take a little longer to puff down on, but nonetheless, it's a really decent cigar. It is a little harsh, so it is a very full-bodied cigar, but it's leaving this really sweet undertone, after you smoke it, so... You know, I can taste this like little hint of sweetness from it. So it's kind of an interesting cigar. Definitely give it a try if you come across it.
This one has a bit of a woody flavor to
it. Yeah.
Not bad, though. It's not harsh. It's a mild.
Right.
It's good stuff. In fact, Rocky Patel Vintage 2006 San Andreas, or any Rocky Patel for that matter, actually. It goes good with a good liquor, a good like a scotch or a bourbon, even a whiskey.
Perfect for a bourbon.
Yeah.
It's got that nice dark Maduro wrapper, and I think it would just go good with a nice caramely bourbon.
Good woody flavor cigars usually go with a good choice of a liquor, a whiskey or a scotch or a bourbon type of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and then if you're gonna have a coffee flavored cigar, naturally you probably want a nice coffee cup of Joe, or or like something like a cup of Joe with maybe like a
little cream or
Kahlua in it or something, or Kahlua.
You put in yours marshmallow? Is that what you'd put in yours?
What, my coffee?
Yeah,
Actually, here's what I do with my coffee, because I like a little bit of a sweetened creamer flavor to it. I just put a spoon of Cool Whip in my coffee.
That's right. I was trying to figure out.
And then, it slowly melts into the coffee, and then it enhances the flavor. It brings out a little bit of a combination of a creamer and a little bit of a sweetener to it, too.
Yeah, interesting.
It's excellent. Especially if you got strong coffee, like an espresso, Cool Whip's perfect for that. Cool. And then, like I said, if I'm smoking a cigar or something like that, sometimes I'll put a liqueur in with it too, with creamer. Like a lot of times, Kahlua or something,
Yeah. Yeah, I just want to throw this down real quick. People, why don't you look us up on Facebook? We're on Stars, Bars, and Cigars. We're also on Rumble. I got it right this time, Tig.
If you want to see our beautiful faces, you got to go and watch us on Rumble.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, all the others is just audio.
Did you have some hooch tonight or something?
No, why?
Oh, your nose is a little red. I was just thinking maybe you were...
I got a big Irish nose. It's always red. I could bump this damn thing off of a door frame walking in the doorway.
Yeah.
So damn. I always tell people insects could do a ski jump off my nose, man.
Well, I was just thinking maybe you had a little bit of snort, a little Jameson or something.
It could be the light. It could be the light too. But my nose is always kind of, it's a little red here and there all the time. I'm, where I'm at, folks, right now, I'm downstairs in my basement where my studio setup is. And it's a little cold down here. It's been kind of cool and rainy. And so down here, it's not very warm. And I had turned my furnace off because I'd had enough of that. You know, we had those warm days and then it cooled down a bit and got rainy. And so now it's kind of cool and damp. So
yeah,
you know, my nose always gets cold. It always gets red and stuff, man. Yeah. I see it in winter shit outside in a cooler when I work in a cooler. Nose is always red. No, if I was drinking hooch or something, my cheeks would be really red too.
There probably. You go. All right, Tig. So you want to move into some trending news?
Okay. How about a little what the fuck news from Joe Biden?
Do it.
His stupid fucking lies again. You know. Okay, so he recently went to a steel workers union. And he said to the steelworkers, "Oh yeah, your union was the first one to endorse me when I ran for Senate back in 1972. Well, that was fact checked. And previously, when he was talking to the auto workers, he said the same damn thing. You were the first to endorse me in 72 when I ran for Senate. Okay, which one is it, Joel? Who was first? You lying sack of shit, kissing ass to appease these motherfuckers." All right, you know what? He don't give a flying fuck about you unions. He just wants your money and your endorsement. And he's just playing you. He's a lying sack of shit. So you union workers, don't vote for that piece of crap. You know, he's just a dirtbag. He's a complete pedophile, child-sniffing dirtbag.
I got something here, Tig. speaking of Chicago, the black Chicago voters are ready to throw out Mayor Johnson.
Oh, they said, should
use our tax paying money for our people.
He's but actually worse than Beetlejuice.
I know he is. He's a big time fucking commie, fucking globalist piece of fuck.
What was her name? Lightfoot or something like that.
Yeah. Lori Lightfoot. Beetlejuice Lightfoot. Yeah.
Beetlejuice. Yeah. Beetlejuice.
She was bad though. She was fucking terrible. Then they voted in some other fucking piece of shit just as bad as them.
They voted in a communist, is what they voted in. So yeah.
What the fuck is wrong with those people over there, man? I just don't get it.
Well, they're starting to wake up, aren't they?
Yeah, they're waking up, man. They're like I said, the black Chicago voters are ready to throw out fucking Mayor Johnson. Let them do it.
They're ready to vote for Trump, too.
Fucking right they are.
You know, Joe Biden made another stupid statement.
Let's hear it.
He was talking about how his uncle was shot down during World War II in New Guinea. And then he said, he was eaten by cannibals. They fact-checked that one, too. He wasn't eaten by cannibals. In fact, they found the remains of that plane that was shot down. And I guess in that area, New Guinea, that area, there really isn't hardly any cannibals at all. It's up further. And those cannibals hardly have seen a single white person ever.
Right.
Okay. So there's no way his uncle was eaten by cannibals. This guy's fucking whack.
He's a fucking whack job. And, you know, if you guys are fucking vote, if you voted for him in 2020, you're a fucking idiot. And if you're fucking voting for him in 2024, you're a fucking traitor.
Well, 81 million never voted for him. We know that for a fact.
No, let what I just said sink in a little bit.
Yeah.
If you voted for him in 2020, you're a fucking idiot. And if you vote for him in 24, you're a fucking traitor. Let it sink in.
I bet that strokes Obama's ego when they said, Biden got more votes than Obama did when he was running.
Yeah. You know, here's another tidbit that I come across that Donald Trump said. He goes, why isn't Europe giving more money to help Ukraine?
Mm-hmm.
Why doesn't Europe back these people? They're not going to get nothing back from them.
Because Europe knows that Ukraine is nothing but a nasty, corrupt, government-run cesspool that is money laundering with the United States government, that was housing our bioweapons labs is sex trafficking. Yeah, that's Lewinsky in a nutshell, folks. And that's why we keep giving him money and he keeps pocketing it. He isn't using it for his military.
He's a fucking clown anyways. He was like a fucking drag. He was like in drag doing like peanut gallery shows, you know, before the CIA or fucking, the CIA fucking swooned in and picked him up and said, you're going to fucking run this fucking joint.
He's pocketing all that money that we're giving him, basically.
Yeah.
Well, he's living off the lap of luxury.
He's sending some of it back for some of the other fuckheads and you know, the higher ups and shit. So, you know,
it's a Ponzi scam. Money we are giving them is a Ponzi scam, is what it is. That's all it is. It's not to give aid to them. They're going to get their asses handed to them. They are getting their asses handed to them.
Russia needs to take them out. Putin, take care of this motherfucker. Get them, throw them in your fucking gulags and fucking lock them up forever. And
I think Russia,
Siberia.
Russia needs to end the war, and then they need to take care of Zelensky.
But, you know, the biggest thing is, you know, Russia, they're in with China now, and China wants us to fail, so they want our economy to tank. So, and they know they're going to keep doing what, or Joe Biden's going to keep doing what China says.
We should stop buying and doing business from China. They're already economic.
I don't buy nothing from China no more.
They'd be so screwed. Their whole country would be so screwed without doing business with the United States. Yeah, be so screwed. So, what else? Speaking of Trump, before you're talking about what he said, this is utterly disgusting. This hush money trial, okay, it includes a biased jury. They already kicked a couple jurors out that basically said they could not be unbiased. All right. And a juror that admitted that they struggled with the idea of you know, being unbiased. Okay, look, this is not a fair and free and fair trial. Okay, you shouldn't have a biased judge. You shouldn't have a biased jury, because in the United States Constitution, we're guaranteed a fair trial, and that's not a fair trial. And then to top it off, these assholes, they won't let him have one day off so he can go to his son's graduation. That's disgusting.
Yeah, it's just that fucking Elvin Bragg. He's a fucking Twinkies eating motherfucker, man.
Yeah, that son of a bitch. I hope Trump does become president, and I hope he indicts that motherfucker on something, on anything, because they're indicting Trump on anything. So let's just turn the tables on them.
I can't wait, man.
Turnabout's fair play, motherfuckers.
Yeah, and they're saying all he's gonna do is, you know, weaponize and do this and do that and go, you know, be retribution and shit.
What the fuck are they doing right now?
What the fuck are they doing right now? It's all retribution towards Trump.
See, they always accuse. They always accuse that of what you're guilty of. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know. Oh, and then, you know, you've seen where the Senate dismissed all the charges against Mayorkas, of course.
Yeah, fucking.
So he ain't gonna get nothing. He's a fucking traitor.
He ain't gonna get nothing until Trump gets in there. So people vote Trump. You know, fuck it.
I would just gladly see Trump get in if he's gonna get some revenge.
That's gonna be the icing on the cake, man.
I'd like to see all these corrupt motherfuckers get taken down.
Fuck yeah, and fired. I want to see half of fucking DC gone.
They ought to be gone. This is the government, basically, that the Constitution said we needed to remove. This is the very government.
Yeah, exactly. This is it. And we're not doing a fucking thing as citizens.
This is the government the founders warned us of.
Yep. You know, another person I really want to see fucking stand trial and, you know, and be on trial for his life is Soros.
Oh, George Soros.
Yeah.
He needs to also be tried for crimes against humanity.
Goes all the way back to fucking German Nazi, you know, when he was a Nazi.
For all my friends on Facebook, My account was banned for 30 days because I basically said Anthony Fauci needs to be hung. That's why I got banned.
Because I'm not telling nothing that's not real, or
I'm telling the truth. It's not violence. It's capital punishment. He should be tried and he should be charged for crimes against humanity and he should be hung for it.
Right.
Period.
Yep.
You know, that's nothing anybody else hasn't said already.
Right.
So,
but you're Tig, so they're going to come after the Tigmeister.
They always go after Tig because Tig tells the truth and Tig gives the facts
and Tig doesn't hold back.
Yeah.
What else you got?
We're running
up on the hour here. So.
Yeah, there's a neat little foundation called the Southeastern Legal Foundation, and they're training people, including school board members and parents and students, on their constitutional rights.
Oh yeah.
We should be teaching everybody in this country the Constitution. Make them read it. Make them learn it. Make them understand their constitutional rights, because that's what the government doesn't want.
Right. You know, every fucking parent should be doing is teaching their own children. I think homeschooling should be a huge part of raising a child in these days, because they're going to fucking school and being brainwashed into being stupid.
They are.
Our fucking reminds me of generation that's, you know, right now is just totally fucking warped. Watched a couple of videos of these kids just crying because they had to work 2 and 3 jobs and go to school. Come on, fucking, you know, that's shit we did, man. We had to do.
Yeah, that was great, man. You need to work. You need to work just so that you, I mean, instead of hitting your parents up for the money and the things you want, man, work for it. Work for it and then buy what you want to buy with the money that you earned.
Yeah, it's no greater satisfaction.
And half then of us were working.
Have a liberal government take it all away from you.
yeah, really. Learn what the taxation's all about. Right. I mean, look, when we were kids, we were like 16 years old. We were working part-time jobs, get out of school, be tired.
Working in an ice cream parlor, man.
Yeah. I was working at the Union 76 gas station.
Cool.
Yeah. So
I
miss the Union 76 in our town.
Yeah.
Cool gas station. One more thing. The state of Colorado. Okay, first of all, Denver, Colorado, and I think this is mainly on their stinking piece of shit mayor. They're defunding the police, naturally. A big city like Denver cannot afford to get your police defunded. And all while they're doing that, the state of Colorado wants to ban semi-automatic firearms.
Imagine that.
What a fucked up state that's becoming. I tell you, man, they need a clean house.
Fuck out of Colorado. Colorado used to be pretty awesome, but.
Yeah, it was. It's an awesome, beautiful state. Beautiful state, but they need to. They need a clean. They need to take the Colorado government and clean house in that state and bring it back to a little more common sense and conservatism.
They won't. There's a bunch of fucking libtards there, so.
Idiots. Yeah. Fucking idiots. Total idiots.
What else you got? Let's round her up.
I'm pretty sure I've almost wrapped it up. I don't have any more news except, you know, I don't have a whole lot of news. We covered all the news basically.
Yeah, except, we did.
No, it's the same old really. We got a piece of shit for a Speaker of the House. We got a corrupt, lousy, treasonous uni party. You know, Biden's a shit for brains old idiot sellout. You know, we covered it all. I mean, you know, people continue to defend your Second Amendment because they're really gunning for it. You know, they're trying to take away everything they can from us. So, you know,
and without it, we're nothing. We're done.
Yeah, we're toast. We're complete toast. Without our Second Amendment, then they can really run roughshod tyranny over us. But then also, we can't defend ourselves against criminals. See, it's the criminals that are always going to have the guns, regardless of how many bans they do. So it doesn't matter. So I guess, you know what? My message to government is you can't violate our Second Amendment rights. And we got a whole lot of people that have a whole lot of firearms. And I guess if you're going to do that, then you're going to make outlaws out of all of us. because mm-hmm. we're not giving them up. So, right. And I ain't afraid of the ATF, man. You guys are thugs, man. You aren't even trained, man. You don't want to even come into my house. And that warrantless crap searches fucking visa that you fucking treasonous Congress just voted to continue. That's a violation of the Fourth Amendment of the Constitution. So you're clearly violating our constitutional rights. And for us states that have the Castle Doctrine and stuff like that, you come barging into our house with a warrantless search, especially at night because you like to night raid because you got that from the military. Some of us guys, it's not going to end well for anybody, really, because some of us are trained and some of us are going to protect our households. And I don't care if you're FBI or cop. I don't care who you are. You bust down my door without reason, without real good reason, without a warrant, without anything. You bust down my door in the middle of the night with my daughter sleeping and everything. You're really asking for it. You really mm-hmm. are.
Right.
You really are. I just leave people alone. Right. Let us raise our families. Let us have our constitutional rights because our Bill of Rights is solid. You didn't take them from us. You didn't give them to us. You didn't give them to us for you to take them from us. Okay. It's not your job to take our rights away. You know, you're way out of line there. Don't think for 1 minute you can take our rights away just because you've been getting away with so much bullshit for so long. Because some of us are educated. We know our rights and we're going to uphold our rights.
Right.
And you better listen to the people. You better listen to the people. Cause some of us, we aren't going to put up with the bullshit and we're not going to make it easy for you. Yeah. Some of the leftists out there that don't know their rights and don't give a shit about firearms and all that. You can do what you want with them because they're just going to lay down and be your slave. Some of us, we're not. We're not going to make it easy on you. We're not going to give up our rights. And we don't have any problem dying in the process to maintain our rights.
Right. All right. So that's a wrap for the night here. Follow us on Rumble.
Hey, get a Rocky Patel Vintage 2006 San Andreas with the orange wrapper.
If you want a good smoke, grab an Aging Room, man. They're pretty fucking solid smoke. So follow us on Stars, Bars, and Cigars on Facebook. Like the page, man. Just like it. Just hit like. Also, follow us on Spotify, Podbean, Podchaser. And hey, we're even on Alexa. If you just say, hey, Alexa, play the podcast Stars, Bars, and Cigars, they'll play the latest episode.
iHeart.
And we're on iHeart. So we're on a whole bunch of different platforms. So,
but if you want to see our
mugs,
beautiful faces,
get on Rumble. Fuck YouTube.
My big Irish red nose.
And my cool gray beard. I'm the gray beard. So with that, we're the
Rumble.
Fuck out of here, Tig.
Adios, folks. Until next time.
See ya.
You've been listening to Stars, Bars, and Cigars. Two conservative vets telling it like it is. The rally cry for those who appreciate bold truths served with a side of mayhem.
Roger, outside, decide before time is all. We'll keep you sweating until we see Butcher 3.
We hope you've enjoyed the show. If you did, make sure to like, rate, and review. And if you didn't, well, why are you still here, Snowflake? We'll be back soon, but in the meantime, follow us on Rumble, YouTube, Facebook, Spotify, and hear our precious voices on all the streaming services. Until next time, keep the spirit of freedom roaring.